You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Mongani.
All right. The first thing you want to deal with, of course, is calls for a ceasefire in Syria. We spoke about this yesterday as well, I think.
Yes, the United Nations Security Council is to consider a resolution today. They want a 30-day ceasefire in Syria. Yes, we were talking about the nightmare, in particularly in this enclave near Damascus of eastern Ghouta, and this is particularly one being held up now. 300 people have lost their lives there since Sunday, mostly thought to be civilians. They want medical evacuations, they want to get aid in and people out, and the conditions there are described as appalling, hence the hell on earth line that's come from the United Nations. But of course, in order to get a ceasefire, in order to get help to people, they need Syria on board, Iran, Turkey, the United States, the various rebel factions, the Kurds. It's a really complicated business of getting just that. And yet every hour that goes by, there are people in a considerably worse situation.
And of course, if we go to the US, we're seeing that Florida students are calling for a never again campaign. This, of course, as the US president is talking about guns in the classroom. Remember when the education minister, Betsy DeVos, said that, you know, they needed guns to protect against grizzly bears? What's going on there?
Yes, it doesn't seem to be grizzly bears, does it? When was the last grizzly bear attack in a school in America? I would suggest it was probably about 1750 or something, wasn't it? But anyway, the U.S. President Donald Trump, indeed, he met with survivors of the Florida shooting and also relatives of some of those who died and from other shootings as well, and then suggested that arming teachers could be the way to go. As he put it, a gun-free zone to a maniac, because they're all cowards, is a let's go and let's attack kind of, in other words, a red rag to a bull. Whereas arming teachers, suggests the American president, would be a good way to go, particularly if they're trained to use a gun, they could end attacks very quickly. So Donald Trump is going precisely the opposite direction of how most from outside of the United States would suggest they should go, and indeed how most of those from Florida, from the shooting, suggest he should go. Maybe there will be some tighter controls and background checks. The issue of mental health is also another thing. But, excuse me, a frog has appeared in my throat from somewhere. But essentially, a federal law could be passed whereby concealed handguns could be carried onto college premises. At the moment, it's only a dozen U.S. states that allow that. The idea that essentially teachers can hide guns in their desks or down their trousers or whatever is the way they seem to be heading.
And talk to me about this comic who's being sued for revelations about her ex-husband.
Yeah, there's a worrying precedent, isn't there, for all comedians, perhaps. Be careful what you say. Stand-up comedian Louise Ray is being sued by her ex-husband because of material that she used in a show at the Edinburgh Fringe Comedy Festival. Ironically, the show's theme was freedom of speech. She has a couple of laughs out of her marriage. I suppose that's one way of taking divorce, isn't it, is to try to laugh at the certain aspects of the relationship. Thomas Ray, the ex-husband, is not seeing the funny side. He alleges defamation, a breach of privacy, and he wants £30,000 compensation and an injunction to stop any relationship revelations. Louise Ray says all this would bankrupt her, but also, wow, what would this mean for every other comedian? Think of a comedian who doesn't reveal stuff about their personal and private life. Ooh.
Well, they always say you can either laugh about it or you can cry about it. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Lunge Lwaqhipu, who wants to know how many satellites orbit the Earth and why do we need satellites? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get the answer, we went to Raoul Hodges, who's the Managing Director of Space Operations at the South African National Space Agency.
Presently, there's about 4,635 satellites orbiting the Earth, but that's not to say they're all working. There's about 1,700 satellites functioning at the moment that's orbiting the Earth, which means there's about 2,600 pieces of space junk, which we call space junk, orbiting the Earth, which will eventually come back to Earth, but which is not functioning. So you have satellites, and then you have functioning satellites, and then you have space junk. So what are they used for? You know, there are such a variety. Your main uses is communication, which is your TV, which you watch every evening. It's used for radio, and it's used for data that you use on your cell phone every single day, internet, and stuff like that. So that's your biggest use of communication satellites.
And that, of course, is the answer for Lunge Lwaxhiphe. Did you know, Tshego Modisane, that we have one of the oldest national space agencies in the world? In fact, the words one small step for man, one giant leap for man, those words were heard first here in South Africa and were relayed to the U.S. via our own National Space Agency. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Lunge Lwaxhiphe for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.